in anticipation of Christ's miraculous conception. We have the gospel we've just read about the miraculous conception of Christ's forerunner, John the Baptist. As we saw last night, in anticipation of Christ's birth, God worked a series of miracles. There was Christ's miraculous conception of the Virgin Mary. There was Joseph's miraculous annunciation by the angel, assuring him not to be afraid to accept Mary as his wife. And now, another miracle. Zechariah and Elizabeth, as we're told by the evangelist, were advanced in years. Might John the Baptist have been conceived and born of young parents? Of course, most people are. But no, leave it to God. God made sure that even before Christ was born into the world, that the coming of his son would be anticipated by one miraculous intervention after another. You might ask why. A better question would be, why not? The most marvelous event in the annals of mankind was God's becoming man and then being born, living and dying in our midst. God wished to make sure there was no doubt in anyone's mind who it is who will be born on Christmas Day. In a world, I was going to say like ours, when people are ready to believe everyone except God, God wants to make sure that what he teaches and what his son proclaimed is believed. In the designs of God, all miracles are God's way of penetrating through the thick minds of men in order to make himself believed. This John, about whose miraculous conception we heard in today's Mass. When he grows up and then appears as the precursor of the Savior, he would tell the people the hardest truth that men are asked to believe. They would be asked to believe they are sinners. They deserve the just judgment from God. And they need to repent. Oh, how casual we can be about accepting the most painful truth that God became man to teach us. Repent. Be converted. Admit you are sinners. Because only then will Christ's coming make sense. His name, Jesus, as the angel told Joseph, means he is Savior. Savior from what? Savior from the last thing we human beings are willing to admit. I've lived with myself long ago to know how loath I am. The strongest word in my vocabulary for reluctance. How loath I am to admit that I've sinned. And therefore, not just the world at large, that's easy to admit. Because other people are so obviously sinners. What is hard to admit is that I, yes, I, deserve God's wrath. And that just as the joys and pleasures of this life are a foretaste of the perfect happiness that awaits those who serve God. So the trials and pains of this life are a foretaste of the everlasting suffering that awaits those who do not repent. St. John the Baptist, forerunner of the Savior, teach us in our day what you taught the people in your day. to be converted, to admit they've done wrong, to repent, and to accept from God's loving hands the suffering, the pain, the misunderstanding, the disappointments, in a word, the sufferings in this life, in order that having repented and expiated our sins here, we might one day enter that heaven which is mainly reserved for converted sinners. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.